Mostly cloudy skies and 32 degrees in Atlantic at 8 o'clock. We've received some snow pellets here over the past hour, and we look for partly cloudy to cloudy skies today with a high around 39. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 75 years. A special election was held Tuesday in the city of Oakland to fill a vacancy on the Oakland City Council. Three candidates were running for the one open seat. The winner with 149 votes was Gail Strickland. Joseph Weedy was a distant second with 52 votes, while Doug Reed had 27 votes. Strickland will be sworn in to take the place of Jason Smith, who resigned from the Oakland City Council on December 15th. The Cass County Board of Supervisors Wednesday approved an increase in the number of assistants for the Cass County Attorney's Office. Before approving the request, the board heard from County Attorney Dave Wiederstein, who said he's been filling in as the full-time county attorney in Audubon County since February 12th due to a medical emergency in their office. His duties there are temporary, according to Wiederstein. He said also,
I'd like to express my gratitude to the Pottawatomie County Attorney's Office for allowing one of their assistants to come to my office to help train Eva with the delinquent fine program. Rhonda Blair from the Pottawatomie County Attorney's Office came last Friday to help train.
Eva Jensen, the delinquent fine coordinator at the county attorney's office. Wiederstein said that he sat in on that training program.
There's some discussion of new standards for counties who participate in this program to meet, and so I want to make certain that our office is going to meet those standards if they are enacted by the legislature.
With regard to the adding of an assistant, Wiederteen explained his reasons for needing more help. He said the individual hired will help to prepare documents for court cases.
My trial information's assisting me in preparing any other motions or responses to motions will generally assist Bev in the office as well.
The Board of Supervisors approval means the number of assistants in the Cass County Attorney's Office will be three, effective March the 1st. The board also approved the awarding of contracts for stock and project pipe to metal culverts from Maryville, Missouri, in the amount of $51,954 altogether. There were two companies bidding for the pipe, with the difference amounting to just $100 in the overall bid. In other news, a woman from Shenandoah has been sentenced to up to 10 years in prison for selling meth. The Daily Nonpareil reports 29-year-old Catherine Elizabeth Lynn was sentenced earlier this week in Fremont County District Court for the distribution of methamphetamine. Lynn pleaded guilty to a Fremont County felony charge and a Page County felony charge, both involving the distribution of methamphetamine in Shenandoah. She will not be eligible for parole until she has served at least one-third of her sentence under Iowa's mandatory minimum sentencing law. According to court records, on August 18th of last year, the Fremont County Sheriff's Office Narcotics Unit, with the assistance of the Shenandoah Police Department, conducted a narcotics investigation where Lynn exchanged methamphetamine for prescription drugs in Shenandoah. She was subsequently arrested in Page County in connection with the investigation and found to be in possession of methamphetamine. On November 26th, the Fremont County Sheriff's Office Narcotics Unit conducted another narcotics investigation where Lynn conspired to exchange meth for cash. Lynn was arrested in early January on a Fremont County arrest warrant and has remained in custody at the Fremont County Law Enforcement Center. She'll begin her sentence at the Iowa Correctional Facility for Women in Mitchellville. A Council Bluffs man was sentenced Wednesday to as much as 10 years in prison under a plea bargain for selling bath salts, a felony offense. Again, according to the Daily Nonpareil, as part of the agreement, 47-year-old Mark Fredrickson will be charged with possession of less than 5 grams of a controlled substance, MDPV bath salts, as a lesser felony offense. Fredrickson must serve a minimum of 3 years on the sentence, which he will begin at the Iowa Medical and Classification Center in Coralville. He waived his right to a jury trial and had requested a bench trial. Fredrickson accepted a plea deal from Assistant Pottawatomie County Attorney Shelley Sudman before appearing in front of the judge to receive his sentence. He was originally charged with possession of more than 5 grams of a controlled substance, MDPV bath salts, which is a Class B felony, as well as carrying weapons, an aggravated misdemeanor. If Fredrickson had been found guilty at trial, he could have been sentenced to up to 25 years in prison. Also, as part of the plea deal, the carrying weapons charge was dropped. The charges stem from an arrest on November 25th of last year in the 3500 block of West Broadway in Council Bluffs. According to court documents, Bluffs police officers found Fredrickson sleeping in his Mazda pickup. After waking him up, police found a homemade bong and a baton taser. He was arrested on charges of possession of weapons and drug paraphernalia As officers continued to search the truck, court documents indicated they found a pellet gun and 17.8 grams of MDPV bath salts. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office says the teenage driver of a 1992 Pontiac Grand Prix was cited Wednesday following a property damage accident that took place at around 7:35 a.m. that day. The car, driven by 17-year-old Austin Pellegrini of Villisca, was traveling north on 5th Avenue in Villisca when the teen failed to stop at the intersection with 4th Street. The vehicle was struck in the passenger side by a 2011 Chevy Malibu, driven by 70-year-old Dolores Williams of Villisca, who was traveling west on 4th Street. Damage from the collision amounted to $6,500. No injuries were reported. Pellegrini was cited for failure to obey a stop sign. The Mills County Sheriff's Office reports two recent arrests. Early Wednesday morning, 28-year-old Christopher James Wyland of Shenandoah was arrested on 287th Street for driving under suspension. His bond was set at $300. And Tuesday night, 27-year-old Andrew Dean West of Malvern was arrested on a warrant for domestic abuse assault, for which there is no bond, and unlawful possession of prescription drugs, the bond for which was set at $1,000. The Union County Sheriff's Office said a Madison County woman was arrested Tuesday night at the Union County Law Enforcement Center. 40-year-old Jacqueline Jutrain Claybaugh of Winterset was arrested on a Union County warrant for probation violation. Claybaugh was being held for Union County in the Ringgold County Jail on $2,000 bond. Elsewhere in Western Iowa news, the Boys Club of Sioux City will begin accepting girls as members after nearly 50 years of having after-school programs and other activities for boys. The local chapter's board of directors approved the change earlier this month, and girls will be able to join with the start of the summer program on June the 6th. A local agency will be called the Boys and Girls Clubs of Siouxland to reflect its expanded mission. Local officials say the change more closely aligns the agency with the Boys and Girls Clubs of America, its national organization. Staff member Eldon Benson says that out of the more than 4,000 boys and girls clubs across the nation, the Sioux City chapter was one of four that only accepted boys. In other state news, the Iowa State Patrol says a driver died in a crash after a piece of road debris slammed through the sport utility vehicle's windshield. The accident occurred around 4:40 p.m. Wednesday on Interstate 80 in Davenport. The patrol did not describe what type of debris hit the vehicle, and the driver's name has not yet been released. Iowa is part of a multi-million dollar settlement between two investment firms in several states. The spokesman for the Iowa Attorney General's Office, Jeff Greenwood, says the companies sold what are called municipal derivatives, which let entities invest bond money before it is needed.
The city or county can earn some money on that bond money that's just sitting in a savings account. So these are investments that are helpful to a city that has gotten a bond for a large project, and it can earn money in the short term.
Investigators say the two companies weren't properly conducting the sale of derivatives.
Well, we alleged that these companies, among others, rigged bids. They were not straightforward about how much interest would really be paid. They submitted non-competitive courtesy bids, all to get extra business from cities and other governmental entities and nonprofits.
Greenwood says the Natixis Funding Corporation of New York and Société Générale of Paris, France, agreed to the settlement.
It's about a $56 million case, and we are hoping that once we find out how many customers there were in Iowa, for example, that we can get some of that money back to them.
He says they're still working to find all the Iowa entities that might have invested with those companies.
We'll let them know that they may be entitled to money through this settlement, but ultimately, in many cases, these were taxpayers who were overcharged for these investments, and we intend to get some of that money back to the taxpayer.
The two companies have denied any wrongdoing. Our news was brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 75 years. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.